Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank you tonight. We just praise you and worship you and magnify your holy name, Father. Father, we just begin to just praise your name and we worship your name. For you are great, God, and you're greatly to be praised. And we just honor you right now, God. Father, we just begin to thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How deep is your love for the Lord tonight? Begin to just praise him. Begin to just worship him. Begin to just magnify his name. Oh, so come, let's magnify the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we praise you right now. We worship you right now. We magnify your name, Father. We honor your name right now, Father. We begin to just praise your name right now, Father. We just honor you, God, with all that you are, God, in our lives, all that you bring to our lives, God, all that you have brought to our lives, Father. We are so grateful right now. We are so grateful, Father. We praise your name. We worship your name. We magnify your name, Father. For you are awesome, God. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. They said, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. And we just begin to just thank you right now. We begin to just worship you right now. We begin to just praise you right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name. Father, we just give you honor tonight for just waking us up with fresh blood running warm through our veins and activity of our limbs. Father, we give you honor, God, for all that you've done in our lives and doing and yet going to do, God. How are you intercepting the plan of the enemy, God? You said the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you come to give us life and life to the full, God. And now, God, we just thank you for the abundance of living, God. We thank you, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight, God. We thank you, God, that the weeping man do it for all night, but joy comes in the morning, God. We thank you, God, we say they that sow in tears will reap, God, in joy. We will reap in gladness, God. We will reap in the joy, God. We will reap, God, in lifting up our hands, God, with our hands lifted up, with our mouth open, God, with praise and worship, God, and adoration, God, letting you know how awesome you are, how magnificent you are, how wonderful you are, and, God, how we wouldn't even be if it wasn't for you, God. I said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be this morning? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be this evening? Where would I be right now? Would I be able to just continue to praise him and to worship him if it had not been for the Lord on my side? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we just worship you. Lord, we just honor you, Father. For you are a great God. You are a great God. You are a great, magnificent, and wonderful God. And for this, Father, we give you praise. And for this, we give you praise. God, we look at the turmoil in the world today, God. We look at the chaos, God, and we know the stage is being set for your return, Father. And we just thank you for saving us, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, with a keeping anointing, God. We thank you, God, that you can say, hey, I can say, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I can confess, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Why can I say that? Because it's a given fact. It's a proven fact. When he showed, he said, listen, he said, the enemy or the prince of the earth comes, but he has nothing inside of me. He can't draw anything from me. But when I look at the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, when I look at the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, when I look at and how he said, you are overcome and you are conquerors and you are mighty through God. And he told me, even now, let me know that no matter what I feel like I'm going through, when I feel like it's flesh and blood I'm warring against, it's not flesh and blood. It's not flesh and blood. So when I look at these different things, I look at the strongholds and all these things, the boundaries and burdens. Well, I know he's a burden breaker. He's a yoke destroyer. When I look at this and I say, he told me I was made in his image. I was made out of his likeness. And these things, I can speak to him. I can speak to the mountain, and he has to move. He has to flee. I can speak to these different things. I can say, hey, I can get it is written in my spirit, man. I can begin to just speak to God and say, hey, Father God, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. And he began to respond to me because the reality of the situation that I serve a Father, I serve a God that's real, that he's alive. It's a real, real. Jesus is real to me. And he said, oh, yes. He gives me the victory. And he said, so many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. Tell me, why do you love him so tonight? Why do you love him so tonight? Why do you say, God, I worship you? For God I live, for God I die. For, so why do you say that? It's not I that live, but him that lives in me. It's him, the reason why I move, I live, and I have my being. It's not because of me. It's not anything that I've done. It's not that I'm just so awesome and so magnificent and I'm all-knowing. It's not that I'm all-powerful and strong. But no, it's him. It's him. He's omnipotent. What does omnipotent mean, brother? So omnipotent means that he's all-powerful. He got the dunamis power like dynamite. He explodes. He's amazingly powerful. Oh, what is it? He's omniscient. I'm not omniscient, but he's omniscient. What does that mean? Omniscient means that he's all-knowing. He knows all things. Before I go to him in prayer, before I go to him with my lips, my grocery list, before I go to him with my needs, when I go to him with my desires, he already knows the what I'm going through in my heart, when my heart is aching, or when my heart, even when your heart is deceptive and divisively wicked, he already knew it. He told Judas, that what you do quickly. He told Peter, Satan wants to sift you like wheat, but I pray that your faith may remain. He already knew what was going on. Why? Because he's all-knowing. Then guess what? He's omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. David said, if I go to the deep of the depths, you're there. If I go to the highs of the heights, you're there. If I go and hide in my closet, you're there. If I go on my rooftop, you're there. If I go in my bathroom, in my bathtub, and close the doors and cut off all the lights, you're still there. I can't hide from you because you're omnipresent. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He ain't Santa Claus, he's God. He's God all by himself. He's a sovereign God all by himself. That's enough to praise him tonight. That's enough to worship. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I don't care where you are or what you're doing right now. That's the time to just open up your mouth and begin to praise. He said, let everything that has breath praise you the Lord. It's time to just begin to praise him. You got a breath. He woke up and got breath in your body. He got his breath flowing through your nostrils. He got his warm blood flowing through your veins. That's enough to say, Lord, I thank you. We have people like, you got any testimonies? You got anything you want to say to God? Are you grateful that he let you be here? It's simple. Man, Lord, I thank you. You woke me up this morning. First blood running water my veins. Activity of my limbs. You woke me up, God, with a roof over my head. Hot and cold, clean running water. Clothes on my back. Lord, I thank you. You woke me up with sound mind. Got a mind to praise you. A mind to worship you. A mind to tell you, Lord, I love you. So I said, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. You can just get it in your heart. Just say, just I love you, Jesus. I worship, I adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord. Lord, I love you more than anything. Can you just say, Lord, I love you more than anything, more than my car, more than my house, more than my mama, more than my daddy, more than my son, more than my daughter, more than my husband, more than my wife. I love you more than my job. Hallelujah. More than my career, more than my ideas, more than my plans. I love you more than anything. Can you get it? I love you more than anything. And if you don't have it, say, God, give me a desire in my heart to love you more than I love myself. Give me a desire to love you more than I love myself, Lord. Give me a desire to say that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Give me a desire to say, Lord, I delight myself in you, God. Early in the morning, I seek you. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Give me a desire to say, the Lord, to make that my confession. The Lord is my shepherd. I have no need for nothing else. He's more than enough for me. You're more than enough. I have no wants. Then I'm going to talk about how he's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He began to talk about all these things. He lead me down the path of righteousness. Let me be in right standing with him for his name's sake. Then he began to talk about, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I have no fear. He said he didn't give me the spirit of fear, so I don't walk in fear. I walk by faith. He said, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, he hadn't failed you yet. He hadn't failed me yet because you're still here. You're still standing. You're still able to fight. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter who loves you, who don't love you, who rejects you, who accepts you, you're still here. You're still standing. And guess what? If everybody else rejects you, God said, I accept you. If you're in a mirror or point to you and say, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still here. I'm his chosen vessel. Many are called, but few are chosen. I'm one of the chosen few. I'm his chosen vessel. He chose me. He chose me for such a time as this. He chose me to carry his message. He chose me to be an ambassador of Christ. He chose me in this hour, in this moment, at this time. He chose me to be used by him, to be utilized by him. He chose me to sing praises to his name. He chose me to lift him up, lift him higher. He told me to draw men unto him. And even said sometimes I can use words. Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, I praise you right now and I worship you. I magnify your name. It's your name, it's your name, it's your name, it's your name. Tell me his name, Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. It's your name, it's your name, it's your name, it's your name. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, it's your name, it's your name. El Shikanu, the God of all righteousness. It's your name, it's your name, it's your name. Jehovah Nisi, my banner, my victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's your name. El Elyon and El Elyon. It's your name, the most high God, the one and only true and righteous God. It's your name, Rose of Sharon. It's your name, Lion of Judah. It's your name, Gilead in the Valley. It's your name, Balm in Gilead. It's your name, Yeshua Hamas. It's your name, hallelujah, the rock of all ages. It's your name, hallelujah. Tonight, here's what God says. If you don't know me, get to know me. And if you do know me, get to know me better. Brother preacher, how do I get to know him better? I get to know him better by making up my mind that I'm going to get into my word at a set time. I don't care if it's out of 5 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't care if it's out of with 2 or 3 chapters, 4 or 5 chapters. I don't care. Just start somewhere. I'm going to set aside the time and I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray, and I'm not going to only be a monologue. It's going to be a dialogue. I'm going to sit and I'm going to hear what he got to say, too. I'm not going to just run off my list for 15, 20 minutes and then, okay, I'm done. No, I'm going to sit and I'm going to hear what God is saying. I want to get a voice. I want to hear his voice. I want to hear this whisper. I want to hear if he comes through an earthquake, if he come through the thunderstorms. I want to know this is the voice of God. I want to be so distinctive because I spent so much time with him that I know his voice. This is what he said. Hey, when your children, my son, let me tell you, I could be at his basketball games, and I could be at the top of the stands and everything going on, and I say something, he hear my voice because he knows me. He knows my voice. And that's what we got to get, no matter where we're at, when that noise is going on, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So then you ask yourself, if I can hear his voice, am I his sheep? Or am I a goat posing as a sheep? And he said, and a stranger they won't adhere to. So what voice are we listening to? I'm talking about myself because I've been hearing some wrong voices before, and we all have. But God said, my sheep hear my voice. And the only way you can start hearing his voice is you got to be around him. The sheep with the shepherd. The shepherd is around the sheep all the time. Here's what he's doing. He's covering them. He's guiding them. He's leading them. And that's where we got to be at. We got to be where we hear his voice. Let him guide us. Let him lead us. Let him guide us. Let him lead us. Lord, we thank you right now. God, we praise you right now. We worship you. You're holy, you're righteous, you're magnificent, and you're a wonderful name. Oh, you're an awesome God. Oh, you're an awesome, magnificent, and wonderful God. Oh, Father, you're so praiseworthy, God. Oh, you're so praiseworthy, you're so magnificent, God. You're a wonderful God. So, Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Father, tonight as we decrease, God, and let you increase, let your word, God, have complete control, Father. Your Holy Spirit have complete control, Father. Let it be all of you and none of me, and let it accomplish that which you set forth for it to do, God. Let it reach those that you set forth to reach, God. Let your children know, God, that you are God, and you're calling them back to you, God, that you are God. And you call them to repentance. You are God, and you call them, God, to a place of holiness. You are God. And you call them to a place of elevation. You're elevating your children tonight, God. You elevate them to a new place in you, Father. Think you're not strange, God, that this message is not for the masses. You're like, well, why don't you go out? It's not for the masses. It's for the disciples. And then the disciples begin to birth others. But here's what God is saying tonight. Tonight is the season that we go all in. And what is going all in mean? All in means forsaking ourselves, forsaking others. But putting our trust and confidence in him, him that sent us. I want to share some stuff with you, little devotions I have read. Let's look at how the disciples in Acts, the second chapter. Look at verses 41 through 47, and we look at how, to the point of death, they still was serving God. Like, I want to talk about being an alien tonight. We talk about the ministry. Our ministry was called Not of This World Ministries, because John 17 said, you're from this world, but you're not of this world. And that's where we are right now. You wonder why the word we talked about being transformed and being transformers and a transformed faith. We talk about do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to the thoughts of this world, to the plan of this world, to the culture of this world. Do not be conformed, but be ye transformed. How am I transformed, brother? I'm transformed by the renewing of the mind, and that means my mind has to go through a whole other process. Relearning things, relearning that which is righteous, that which is holy, that which uplifts God, that which edifies the body, that's what builds others up, that which is about the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that which is saying I'm more concerned about my brother man and my sister man than I am about myself, that I'm concerned about and I have a passion for lost souls. The renewing of the mind that's saying, God, what your desire is my desire. Your plan is my plan. Your thoughts are my thoughts. Your will is my will. The renewing of the mind said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So I asked him, so what kind of mind was in Christ Jesus? The mind that was in Christ Jesus when he was in Gethsemane. And he was in Gethsemane, and he said, God, Father, let this cup pass from me. When he knew he had to suffer, great suffrage. He knew he had to suffer at the hands of the enemy and pay a terrible price. But he got a nonetheless. He said, nonetheless, Father, not my will, but your will be done. What's the mind of Christ Jesus? The mind that he said that even though I was a part of the Godhead, when I stepped out of my royalty and stepped into the frailty of man, when I stepped into the frailty of a man, when I stepped into the human nature, the carnal mindset, yet my focus was still on my daddy and his assignment. But I mean, he said, you know, I came to do my father's business. And we told him, I said, don't you know I must be about my father's business? At the age of 12, 13, Even when he told John, he said, man, John, you got to baptize me so that the scripture may be fulfilled. And then even then, hallelujah, watch this. From Genesis, from Adam and Eve, when Adam and Eve fell from the glory of God, when Eve and Satan was revealed at having enmity with one another, he said that her seed and your seed will go to war. You will bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head. From that point on, Satan was saying, who are that seed? I want to kill it. I want to kill that seed. From that point on, from Noah, from that point on, from Abraham, from that point on to Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, all of them, he was like, I'm going to kill it. David, Solomon, all until that point till he found out, okay, who are that seed? Jesus, God found him in the head. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. When he said, oh, this set on him like a dove. So, okay, this is seed. This is him. This is him. You've been looking for him all this time. You tried to kill him all this time. Here we go. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. God said, this is my son. This is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. That's why he said, hey, Paul said, we fight the good fight of faith so we can get that reward. Where he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into my peace. Enter into my rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, the wicked, there's no rest for the wicked. But when you come into the righteous, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. What are you going through tonight? What anxieties are you dealing with? What outside pressures are you dealing with? What inside pressures? What health issues? He said, yea, though he, hallelujah. Job said, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust. I need to get you to get to a place where you know God and with a no-soul salvation, a no-soul relationship that you'll say, hey, though he slay me, yet will I trust. I trust in God no matter where I'll be, no matter what may come, no matter if billows sway. I don't care whether how it come, how it presents itself. If God said it, I believe it, and by my faith I shall receive it. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my breakthrough. I receive my miracles. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I receive what he has for me. What God has for me, it is for me. He said, just go around your house tonight and begin singing that song. Let that song just, he said, I'll give you a new song. I'm giving you the song that God said, the song tonight for you is what God has for me, it is for me. And he takes it, I know without a doubt that he will bring you up. I know without a doubt he'll bring you up. I know that he'll bring me up. I know without a doubt. And then tell yourself, lift your hand and say, what God has for me, it is for me. And if you feel like you're in bondage, you feel like you're ensnared, hear what you say. When God sets me free, I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. When God sets me free, I'm free indeed. And then you got to tell yourself, I know without a doubt. And he's going to bring me out. When God sets me free, I'm free indeed. Now let's go back to the Hebrews, and they say that they sojourned as nomads because this place wasn't their home. I told you, man, we're aliens. This place is not your home. This is not your home. We get so comfortable. We got our kingdom on earth. We're very comfortable here. But this is not your home. This is not your final resting place. And that's how they travel. They travel like, this place does not fit me. It does not suit me. Or people say, you are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar people. So when things not, you can't, yes, we're dealing with the new normal. I don't care about the new normal. You're abnormal. You're extraordinary. None of that stuff will ever be normal to you because this doesn't belong to you. Your life is not your own. You know, we give ourselves, we tie into a place of surrender that we know that this is not my home. This is not my destination. This is not the final call for me. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. They said they searched for a home whose builder and maker was God, who it wasn't made by human hands. Their house was not made by human hands. And then even in that, Christ told me, say, listen, I go to prepare a place for you. So tell yourself, he's already gone to prepare a place for me. He said, had it not been so, I wouldn't even tell you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. I'm going to tell you, you are a walking mansion. Know ye not that you are the temple of the living God? You are a walking mansion. And he said, even then, at the twinkling of an eye, you shall be changed. And once you are changed, hallelujah. Prepare yourself for the glory of God. I just need it for like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, really. Just close your eyes and imagine eternity. But there'll be no sadness. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no worrying. There'll be no fear. There'll be no tears. Oh, hallelujah. There'll be no, I'm going to pay this bill. I'm going to pay that bill. There'll be no struggle, no suffering. Just close your eyes and imagine. Hallelujah. And it reminds yourself of who you are and whose you are. Remind yourself why you were able to say, Abba, Father, I belong to you. Remind yourself that you said, hey, I am a child of God. Not only am I a creation, but I'm his child. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. Remind yourself of why you chose to be saved. Remember the why. Why did you accept this gift of salvation? Remember the why. Why you say, Lord, thank you. Lord, deliver me from me. Deliver me from bad thoughts and negative ideas, God. Teach me how to hold thoughts captive, God. As your word says, you said, I should hold every thought captive, God, and hold them subjection and keep them in obedience to fulfill with Christ, God. God, you told me, God, I don't have to be a bound to negative thinking. And God, I don't have to be bound to think that I'm less than when you told me I'm greater than. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I don't have to accept the fact that they say I'm minor when you said I'm major. I'm not the minority, I'm the majority. I'm not the tail, I'm the head. I'm not the borrower, I'm the lender. Remind yourself of who you are and whose you are. The anointed vessel of God that you are. Say, so an anointing falls on me. Let the anointing fall on you tonight. Let the power of the Holy Spirit fall fresh on you tonight. Let the anointing fall on you. Let the anointing fall on your household. And since the anointing falls on you, begin to lay hands on your doors and your window sills. Begin to lay hands on your wallets. Begin to lay hands on your refrigerator and your cabinets. Begin to lay hands on your children, your spouses. Begin to lay hands and say, Lord, let the power of the Holy Spirit fall fresh on me. Let your anointing of healing, your anointing of deliverance, your anointing, God, of breakthroughs and miracles, God, your anointing, God, of love, hallelujah, of hope, of gentleness, of kindness, of tender mercies. Let it fall fresh on me tonight. Now watch this, hold on. We look at the world, we look at ourselves, and we look at the body of Christ. I just want to talk about the body of Christ tonight and talk about why we don't have those numbers adding to ourselves like the first church, 3,000 in one day, 5,000 the next day, and three more weeks, 60,000. How did that happen? That happened because they got away from themselves and their life began to attract others. And guess what? Their life attracted others even up to the point of death. you look at this, it's just this Western world. You look at in Iran and Iraq, what they're serving God, and we talk about the martyrs and those that are being martyred, those that are giving their lives up to blood and up to getting their heads cut off, up to being burned, and up to being tortured, even by family members, by saying that I choose Jesus Christ over Muhammad, I choose Jesus Christ over Hare Krishna, I choose Jesus Christ over Buddha. Whatever it is, I choose Jesus over communism. And when they get to doing these things, and our life is so much in danger, we on the Western Hemisphere, our life not even in danger, and we won't even serve him enough. We won't choose him enough. And he's not enough. But to them, and our life is in danger, he's more than enough. And then even in that, their life is so attractive, that light that's inside of him. You know, someone said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And he said, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. I'm telling you, like, whatever that light is in you, don't let it be dim, don't let it go out. Let it shine. Everywhere you go, let it shine. And if you open your mind, if they don't listen to me, I'm going to let it shine. If they listen to me, I'm going to let it shine. If they don't look at me, it's going to shine. I'm not, he said, who takes a candle and put it and light it and then hide it? Why hide the light that's inside? Let this light inside of you shine. That it'll draw men to you. That it'll draw them to say, hey, what is it about you? It's something different about you. It's something so attractive about you. You got that glow. Hallelujah. And I need that in my life. I need what you have. Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to walk. I need what you have. You got the power to destroy coronavirus. You got the power to destroy HIV/AIDS. You got the power to make the lame walk, to make the blind see, to make the deaf hear, to make the mute speak. You got the power to stretch out limbs and hallelujah and joints. You got the power to make a difference. Let your light shine. Watch this, he said, we talked about the early crew. I said, by now, you can see the early disciples live lives others wanted to experience. Are you living a life that somebody else wants to experience right now? It's your life with God, just to that point where he said, we come this far by faith. I don't move by fear, but I move by faith. Are you living such a faith-filled life by God that it provokes others to say, I want to experience that joy. I want to experience what she's doing. I want to experience what he's doing. Something is about his Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. Something about the Jesus that he served. You know, it said the Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you so easy. Something about that Jesus. I want to experience his Jesus. I want to experience her Jesus. I want to experience the way she lives, carefree, stress-free, worry-free, doubt-free. Even though I see the pain, I see the persecution, I see the problems, and I'm telling you, I see that the stuff, she should blow her brains out right now. She should be ready to jump off a cliff. She should be ready to snap. I see what he's going through. I see what she's going through. But yet and still, I see a peace that passes all her understanding and all his understanding. I want to experience that peace. I want to experience that joy. Is that the life that you live, that you provoke folks to jealousy because they want to live that life because it ain't true, but it's just the Holy Spirit bleeding through you? And he said, I want to live that way. I need that in my life. Through persecution, through pain, through problems, through prison, through martyrdom. I still need that. I want the multitude to choose to follow Jesus just because of what I see in you. I want that Jesus that you have. Is that what's going on in your life right now? If somebody said, I want your Jesus. I don't want everybody's Jesus. There's so many Jesus, so many Jesus, and all that other stuff. The Catholic got a Jesus, and Baptist got a, I want the Holy Spirit. I want that kingdom of God, and I want that Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want that Jesus that was in the mountain when he said, Satan, it is written. I want that Jesus that was on the cross and said, it is finished. I want that Jesus that even now you'll be in paradise. I want that Jesus that you got that gave you a peace that passed all your understanding. That you said, though he slay me, yet will I trust. Now, I don't know how you possess it. I don't know the secret to it, but I need that in my life. Can you lead me to that Jesus? Are you getting those conversations? here's what it says about them. Now, you got so many Pharisees and the educators. We got those that have been through all the seminary schools, and they know how to break the word down and to the slightest form and use all these different big words to make you feel like they know something. And it's full of fluff, but you know what I mean? And the power is not there. I said, having a form of godliness, yet denying the power thereof. So he had those things, and they encountered those things, but they said, guess what? These men are unlearned. They are fishermen. They are tax collectors. They don't know this stuff. They're not Sadducees. They're not Pharisees. They're not of a royal area, but they're unlearned, but they move in power. So we got to recognize the power that is inside of them. And I'm telling you the same thing. Listen, no matter what they say about you, no matter how they feel you, no matter how they view you, how they perceive you, or whatever. He told Jeremiah, I made you a prophet to the nations as a child. Don't say you're just a child. Don't say, hey, don't worry about it. Don't say, I can't do this and I can't do that. Because my Bible say that I can do what, ladies and gentlemen? All things through Christ that strengthens. And I'm saying you can do all things through Christ that strengthens. When you realize it's not you, it's not about me. It's not, he said, not by spirit, not by might, not by power, but what, ladies and gentlemen? By my spirit, saith the Lord. So when they look at the high school dropout, they look at the drug dealer, they look at the prostitutes, the pimps, the addicts. Those are outlawed. Those are considered less than. Those are bandits, the black sheep. And it's crazy to think that this group of people could attract multitudes to the cause to serve Christ. But that's what happened. Those same type of outlaws, those same type of bandits. Remember Peter cut the soldier ill. And at the same time, he denied Christ. Remember Thomas was doubtful. Oh, doubtful Thomas. Same people that he used to carry this gospel. Same people like you and myself. And he used to carry this gospel. And he's telling us the same thing. Hey, I chose you for such a time as this. So tell you, I'm a chosen one. Many are called, but few are chosen. I'm the chosen one. And he said, it's crazy to think that an outlaw bunch could attract multitudes to their cause. Could it be that they live lives attracted to outsiders? I'm asking you, do you think right now that it's capable for you to live a life that is attracted to the outsiders? See, remember, instead of the church drawing the world, we've been drawn by the world. We want to dress like the world. We want to have our dialect like the world. We want to look like the world, smell like the world, party like the world. It used to be the time when the world had a reverence for the body of Christ. Now, we find all other causes to worship man, to worship the creation instead of the creator. I'm telling you, God said, I'm calling somebody who will say, hey, here I am, Lord, send me. And I'll be an example and an example for what it looks like to worship the Creator. What it looks like to ascribe to the Creator. What it's like to trust God and watch you move heaven and earth on my behalf because I surrendered myself to you. I am a vessel that's willing to show them what it looks like to live a life sold out to Christ. Come with me. Ask yourself this question. Are we living lives attractive to those that are far from God? Is your life attractive to those that don't know him? Is your life attractive to the atheists? Is your life attractive to the devil worship? Is your life attractive to the Satanists? Is your life attractive to the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses? Is your life attractive, hallelujah, to the Muslims? Is your life attractive, hey, or is your living in vain? Is your salvation in vain? What you're saying tonight? I'm saying that God's design and desire is that we live lives that adorn him, that garnish, that trim and put in order and become ornaments of the gospel. I remember when we had the gospel rap group and we used to I took my young boy. I just took them everywhere. And we did an event one time at a fashion show. And we went to that, and those people had, we had such an awesome time. It was off Simpson Road. I'll never forget it. And the young fellas, they rapped while there was people going down the runway and just modeling the fashion show. I'm saying tonight, God wants you to put on a faith fashion show. Now, what does that look like? Jesus said when he saw their faith, hallelujah, he said when he saw their faith, so faith looks like something. When it was Lauren, their friend, it was too crowded. It was in a place, and it was too crowded to get them in through the door. So they came through the roof and lowered them in on a bed so they could be healed. He said when he saw their faith, he said, I want you to put on a faith fashion show. Sometimes we're talking about we walk by faith and not by sight. But do you really understand what that means? Or is it just a cliche? It just sounds good. We have faith in so many different things. We have a faith fashion show that if I work at least 40 hours, this chick I'm going to get. We have a faith fashion show, even in this chair I'm sitting in, it'll hold me up. Even on one of those planes, but I pray to God that I dispatch the angels and everything else, so I'm at a peace because my faith is not in the pilot. My faith is not in the propellers. My faith is not in the engine, but my faith is in God that if he gets me there, if he gets me to it, he'll get me through it. It's time to have a faith fashion show. And people are like, man, they're marveled at the way you trust God. The doctor said, hey, go home. Even with Hezekiah, what? They told him he had a report. Said, man, you got to get your house in order, get your fast in order. You know, I'm calling you home. He went back to God and said, hey, man, God, look what I've done. And he had 15 more years to his life. I'm talking about people sitting there saying the doctor's been telling you you got 6 months to live, get your fast in order. But God said, I didn't tell you that. So you got to have a faith fashion show that, okay, yeah, my body racking with pain. Yeah, it may have had cancer or it may have been dealing with diabetes and high blood pressure and all these different levels all these different foreign things that have been placed in my body. But God didn't give me the final say-so yet. You got to have a faith fashion show to just begin to stand. I'm going to steal my mother's testimony. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to my life. Hallelujah. I'm a child that before I was born, they wanted my mother to have an abortion. Here's a faith fashion show. They said, if you don't have an abortion, you're going to die, and that child is going to be mentally retarded. The faith fashion show is that my mother is still here 46 years later. The faith fashion show is that I'm not mentally retarded. But if we move by fear, hallelujah, and she didn't move. I praise God that she didn't move. I feel she didn't break because that's what the doctor said. She didn't give in because they said, well, we're not going to have it. And she had to find another hospital, another doctor to deliver me because her primary doctor said, we're not going to have this child. We're not going to deliver this child. We want you to have an abortion. But the faith fashion show that she did that, and she didn't move by fear. She moved by what God said. He said, there's a prophet in your womb. Sometimes, let me tell you something tonight. Sometimes the enemy knows who you are before you know who you are. He knows your desire. He knows your plan. And he said, I'm going to crush you right there. I'm going to stop you in your steps. And since we don't know, since we haven't been spending time with God, and we haven't been fully aware of who we are, we suffer from an identity crisis. We get that place, and we don't know what is the assignment that's on our life. We don't know the desire that God has for, but Satan knows. He knows the damage he's going to cause his kingdom. So if I can abort this plan right here, right now, before it gets there, before she gets the knowledge of herself, or he gets the knowledge of himself, that he gets to understand that, oh, man, he is here to destroy some things in my kingdom till he realizes who he is and what he is. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, but let me just stop him now. Because I don't peep into his future, and he hadn't. I don't peep into her future, and she hasn't. When you take time and say, God, show me me. Show me in your eyes. Give me you, God. Show me you, God. Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. I'm saying the faith fashion should be that we should make the gospel, living for the Lord, being a born again believer, so attractive, so beautiful. And said, oh, precious are the feet of those who carry the gospel. It should be so provoking. Yeah, I don't know. We got preachers at the prosperity preachers that got Bentleys and the house on the hills and jetliners and yachts. And that's attractive to the world, but guess what? What about a person in the world who already got those things? What can you tell them? What can you say? God wants you to have a house on here. God wants you to be a millionaire. What if I'm already a millionaire? Then I become my own God. I need to know. I need some substance. See, I got like that. There's some substance in that. I said, no matter what. You know what they did? They prayed together. They lived together. They ate together. They sold their possessions and brought it to the house of God and made sure that nobody was lacking. They had a similar cause, and that cause was to lift him higher and to draw all men unto him. They had the message of hope and salvation, and they carried it. And they chose to serve Jesus and to live for him no matter what the cost was. No matter if they put animal skins on them and sent them in the wilderness. No matter if they cut their heads off and played soccer with their heads. No matter, hallelujah, if they hung them upside down and, they, you know, jobs in the Isle of Patmos had them in oil, sitting in hot oil. No matter what, I'm going to serve God. No matter if I'm going to be stoned, I'm going to serve him no matter what. I'm going to be flogged. I'm going to serve him no matter what. I'm going to be whipped with a cat of nine tails, 39 lashes, no matter what. I'm going to serve him. Beat me with these sticks. I'm going to still serve him. Through starvation, I'm going to still serve him. What does that look like? Show me that faith fashion. So look at Hebrews said, faith plus patience equal to promise. Put on your fashion show. Let the world see your transformation. Let them see that you're not conformed. You don't look like them. You don't smell like them. Hey, you tell them, hey, I'm cut from a different cloth. But be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind so that you can perform what is that good and perfect will of God, that acceptable will of God, what you've been sent here for. And then you can say, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting this holy word, hallelujah, he's never failed me yet, but he has kept me. Jesus said, all that you've given me, I have kept. And now I'm giving them back to you. And you can say, Lord, I give myself away. I come to a place of surrender. Tonight, everyone in the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. We magnify your name. I want you to lift your hands and say, Lord, I surrender all to you. Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender my thoughts, my plans, my will, my desire for your will right now, God. Father, make me, God, that light. Make me the salt, God. So, God, let this light in me, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. God, I'm going to be the faith fashion show that the trimming, here's the trimming. Here's a life that's under the lights. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk the faith runway, God, where they can see, hallelujah, what it looks like to serve God in turmoil, in turbulence. Oh, God, hallelujah, through persecutions, through pain, through sorrow, disappointments, shortcomings. And I'm going to show you what it's still like to have joy. I found joy in the midnight hour. I found joy with my friends with you. I found joy when I heard them say, there is no secret that I can do for you. I'm talking about there's a joy, hallelujah. This is a time for rejoicing. Now it's a acceptable hour. Now it's your time of favor. This is the time of God's favor to shine upon you right now. It's an hour of salvation, and it rests upon you. Receive it now. In Jesus Christ's most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. this point in time where you got a testimony, you got a praise report, you got a prayer request, you want to comment on the word for the night, you want to add to, you want to take away, you just want to give God some praise, you just press one, and we can recognize you. And God, we're grateful to hear from you. Anybody? If not, the next voice to be hearing will be none other than my queen. And that's Maria Flint giving us the benediction. Anybody want to add to a takeaway? Press one. All right, here we are. All in. Next voice to be hearing will be none other than Brother Flint giving us the benediction.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Awesome, awesome word. I remember a song back in the day, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." That just started ringing in my spirit when he was saying, let your light shine. And I just thank you, Lord God. I want my light to shine so others can see me and say, you know what, I want a God like that. A God that you can smile in regardless of. Hallelujah. God that you could praise in spite of. Hallelujah. No matter what it look like, no matter what it sound like, but God, I praise you anyhow. I worship you anyhow. I thank you, Lord God, anyhow. Hallelujah. My faith walk with you. Hallelujah. I want to walk down that faith walkway. I want to be in that fashion show. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for this night. We thank you, God, for this awesome word. Thank you for your servant, God. And right now, God, I pray for this man in God that you just pour back into him everything that he's poured out. Lord God, I ask that you restore him, God. And I thank you for the direction. And, God, I thank you for leading him and guiding him to give the word that came straight from you, Father. I thank you that it was him that decreased and you increased in him, Father. So, God, I ask that you just give him the desires of his heart, God, and pour back into him, Lord God, 100-fold. God, I thank you for each and every person that's on this line on tonight, God, and their family members. Be with them, God, and Jesus. I thank you for divine health, walking in divine health, walking in favor, walking in prosperity, walking in ministry, walking in blessings, hallelujah, pulling them all down, glory to God. I thank you right now for your grace and your mercy upon our lives, Lord God. I thank you for protection, God, and I thank you that the blood of Jesus covers us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God, that our homes are covered with the blood of Jesus, our vehicles, Lord God, our children are covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every word spoken against us shall be condemned. God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that no virus can touch us, Lord God, no plague. God, I thank you right now that no harm will come upon us because we are covered by the mighty blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord. I speak these things into existence, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we can move the mountains, Lord God. We can speak to it. Lord God, I thank you. Each and every person that has a mountain in your life that needs to be moved, I tell you, I dare you to speak to it and get that mountain to move out your life. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. I thank you right now. I give you glory, honor, and praise that you will be covered, that you will be safe, that you will have a blessed week. I thank you right now for the testimonies. I thank you right now, Lord God, for the praise reports. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get excited about Jesus. Get excited on what he's doing in your life. Get excited. Hallelujah. Get excited and stay excited. Oh, God, I thank you. I'm excited on tonight. I thank you, Lord God. Just stay excited. Just stay hyped. I know back in the day when I used to be clubbing, I used to be hype, waiting, and I started on Thursday. I would be hype, ready, get my stuff together, get my outfits ready. I knew I was going to have a party and good time, party Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, be in church on Sunday. But I was hype. Now, I wasn't as hype on Sunday as I was on Friday night and Saturday night. I'm telling you right now to get a hypeness about the Lord. Be excited. Hallelujah. Be excited to worship him. Be excited to read his word. Be excited to praise him. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you, get excited. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this night. I thank you for each and every person on this line. I thank you, Lord God, for their lives, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning and started us on the way. I thank you that you'll wake us up tomorrow and every day after that. I thank you for the longevity in our lives, Father. I thank you for all good news, Lord God. I thank you for good news. I have high expectations that we're going to receive good news, miracles, things that's going to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Expect mind-blowing miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. You all have a blessed week. Have a blessed night. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday night. We are excited for next Thursday. It's going to be a better word than tonight because God is going to increase. It's going to get better and better and better, gooder and gooder. You know that's bad grammar, but it's going to be all so good. In Jesus' name we pray. Tonight, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.